Hello, everyone. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and start recording. And let me go over a few quick housekeeping things that will make your experience today even better. Number one, this call will be right at an hour today. So for all of you who need to know how long it's gonna be, it is right at an hour. I have another call that starts at 11 today. So we will for sure get off on time. And then if the chat is distracting for you, the best way for you to handle that is to minimize the chat and then take you a sticky note and put it over. There's no way for us to like not have the chat populating, but we've got some people that love the chat and that makes the experience better. We have some people that it's very distracting. So the best way for you to have your own boundary. It's just minimize chat, put a sticky note over it, and then you won't even see the little bubble popping up. So that's what we advise all of you to do. And then where can you find the replays? They are in two different places. So you can go to your Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, I highly recommend you get in over there. We're doing a lot of chatting. I've got all of my team in there this week. We are answering questions. We are doing all the things. So we are storing them in the units section of your private Facebook group for this week. If you're one of my members, it's going into the private member podcast and it's going into video replays for you guys in the 21-day challenge for you. So my private members have been doing a 21-day challenge where they've been working every single day with the coaches on a little bit deeper dive into everything that we've been talking about. And they have been loving it. I would just like to add that. And then they're also on the Hub replay. So if you go to pmp411.com/foodiseasy-replays, you'll find everything you need there. A link to the Facebook group, a link to the workbook, the link to get on these live calls every day. There are all the replays, the training video, every single thing that you need is on that page. When we send you an email each day, that link is in that email every single day because I don't want you missing it. It is also in the Facebook group. So one of my people will put the link over in here. People are asking about the Facebook group. It will not stay open. If you go to the Facebook group and watch the very first video, the introduction, I explain that the Facebook group will archive as of Sunday and all of the replays will come down. And the reason why we do that is because once I get started with my members, I don't look back. My members get 150% of my attention and 150% of my team's attention. Running these Facebook groups, we've had one in the past. It's a lot of work. I have to hire people to run them. They're not just like having a Facebook group and everything is always rainbows and daisies. People come in there, they start counting points again, they start doing the things. That's not what I recommend. So this group does shut down, but every time I do a challenge in this format, you can rely on us giving you a safe space to talk and chat and do all the things. All right. So, but please make sure, thank you, Leslie. We are two, she said, you guys are 200% committed to us. Yes, we really are. If you are over in the Facebook group and you haven't watched that very first video where I just kind of talk about how things go, and like how to get the most out of the challenge, I highly recommend you do it. It is in the units. It's the very first video. So make sure that you've watched that so that you understand just how to lose weight this week and how to make things easy on yourself. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Today we're eating together. Why in God's name would anybody want to sit and watch me eat? Here's why. We're not just going to eat. We're going to eat like a fucking boss lady. That's what we're going to be doing today. We're not going to be sitting around distracted, worrying about our kids, paying attention to the guy who's like weed eating outside our window. We are going to eat with intention. And I think this is perfect because if you don't know me, I am easily distracted. Noises really bother me. And so if I'm not intentional when I eat, it is so easy for me to just start eating fast and to lose like my concentration, to be annoyed and want to eat more and think that guy ruined my dining experience, whatever it is. And just like you guys, this is why it's so easy for me to help you with your garbage, because I still have the garbage, all of it. And I just know how now to recognize my garbage and not fall into it all the time. When I was 250, I didn't even know that those were problems. I just thought that, like, well, I didn't get to enjoy my meal. I should eat more. Like, that was just a given. Why would we not do that? It wasn't until I started really thinking about when I want to lose weight, it's like, if I want to enjoy my food, that's not the weed eater guy's responsibility. It's my job to focus and be intentional. So for all of you who are eating with me, and if you're not eating with me today, it's fine. You can still take notes on what we're doing and get a lot out of this. I want you to just look at your food first. Before you do anything, before you eat it, I just want you to look at it. And I want you to decide that you like it. You know why you need to decide that you like it? Because you're fixing to eat it. And a lot of you, the reason why you don't lose weight is because you sit there and you eat something that you planned and you're like, I have to eat this. This is that shit that's going to make me lose weight. I can't wait to lose weight. You don't even like acknowledge your meal. And the only way you're acknowledging it is like a bastard. And that does not help you. For all of you that do not sit and spend a hot second making sure that you like what you're eating and that you talk to yourself like a boss lady, then guess what happens on Friday? It's the fucking weekend. Guess what you want? I just need a break. Woo! Need to reward myself for a good week. The only reason why you need to reward yourself on fucking Friday for a good week is because you sat there and punished yourself all week long. Why you need a reward? Because you had to work hard with your food. Weight loss is not about working hard. You know the hard part of weight loss? The hard part of weight loss is the mental side. That is the hard part. The hard part in like recognizing your bullshit and understanding your bullshit. That's the hard part. And then understanding what's not working and then correcting it so that you can continue to lose your weight. So we're all going to take a look at our food. We're going to smell it. Like seriously, smell it. If you're sitting there thinking that this is some bullshit, then you are the very person who needs to be smelling it right now because this is not bullshit. You need to know what you're going to eat. You need to get your senses enlightened and stuff. You need to quit sitting there thinking that like you can just keep eating the same fucking way you've always been eating and like something's going to change. Ain't nothing changing until you change. So we're going to smell it. We're going to be grateful that we provided this for ourselves today. I am eating Greek yogurt with blueberries and almonds. This is no magic diet food. I don't need a fucking soul on here asking me like, why do you pick that? Is that because it does whatever? You know why I pick it? Yogurt's fast. My son likes blueberries. And I have achy joints. And so I try to eat as much fat as I can during the day. Period. There's no magic concoctions. I like this because it's 100% humidity today in Nashville. We had those floods yesterday. Luckily, all of our waters receded. We had flash floods, which means the flash flood comes in fast. It leaves just as fast as it came. But I pick it because it's hot as hot balls. It tastes good. I ain't got to cook it. I can throw it together fast. And if my son wants some, he already likes this food. So it's even a double win. So I want you to like just look at it, stir it. Think about why you've chosen what you're eating. Now, y'all don't have to do this every single meal. You really don't have to do this every single meal. But most meals, I would look at it. If you, especially if you're having food, like diet rule bullshit, food rule issues and stuff like that, one of the best ways, you know how I keep talking, I talked about on day one, you need that blueprint for your weight loss. One of the best ways to fill your blueprint out is this week is to be asking yourself, you know, why did I choose this meal when it comes upon the meal? And keep a list of those reasons. Some reasons you will like I love my reasons for mine. It's quick. It's easy. It tastes good. It's convenient. It's great on a hot day. My son enjoys the same blueberries. Like I have 1,000 reasons. Guess what will happen when I'm finished with this? I will not feel like I made myself eat it. I will not be sitting around later feeling cheated because I never get to eat anything I want. I will not be waking up on Friday needing a break from my food life because I've talked about my food all week long where it fucking makes sense. And then what happens is when you ask that question each and every day of yourself, like, why did I put this on my plan? Guess what happens? You start seeing the foods that you're planning for bullshit reasons. And you either need to change your reason, be like, all right, that is some crap. Here's other reasons why I like it. And you need to train your brain on that. Or you're picking it for crap reasons. And you need to stop picking that food, expecting one day for you to love it. There's no reason that you can't lose weight and enjoy your food life. Here's the only reason that stops it. Crap you think about it. This is why everything that, like, I give you the four basics, but you know what we're doing all week long? We're illuminating bullshit thinking, because the bullshit thinking is what stops us from the weight loss. It is not like you need a fifth basic, or if I just had Corinne's food plan, suddenly I'd be losing weight. No, we got to eradicate your bullshit thinking. And to do that, we got to know the bullshit thinking. So your homework. This is a simple call to action for all of you, for my tribe members especially, is to every meal for the next few days, I want you to just question, why am I eating this right now? Why is this on my plan? Whether it's on your plan or not, just knowing why you're deciding to eat something is everything. It will tell you what you need to start putting on your plan. It will tell you the relationship you currently have with your food. It will help you see when you're getting in your own way by sitting around. Like I implore all of you when I say this. I spent, how long did I coach yesterday? I think I coached for 5 hours yesterday, six maybe. And person after person, they're talking, like, they're hitting these little roadblocks where either their weight loss is stalled. I had one lady who'd lost 82 pounds and she was crying over 18 pounds she had left to lose that she wasn't even having to struggle with. But she was crying because she was worried about the 18 pounds. And I'm like, this is why we got to work on your relationship with how you're planning in yourself, because somebody who's lost 82 pounds should be ecstatic and motivated for the last 18. But she wasn't. So we had to figure that out. I had another lady who lost a bunch of weight. Her issue was she was 5 pounds within her goal weight and she started overeating again. And when it came down to it, she didn't like her food. Like, when we kept digging around, she's like, I think I've really, like, just been so excited about my weight loss and stuff, I didn't really see that I didn't love my food. And so we had to work on that. And then, like, figuring out, what does she do love? And what are the things that we need to start practicing now? It's never too late. And I tell you this because a lot of you keep insisting you're going to be happy one day when you lose your weight. No, we're going to keep working on problems. I'm going to teach you how to just be happy, how to just love yourself, how to just be healthy because you want it, to not feel bad about it, scared over it, weak about it, any of that shit. So we're still sitting with our food. Has anybody noticed how long I make people sit with food? If you're one of my members, you're like, oh my God, this must be like fuck it food worksheet night where we don't ever get to really eat until the very end. We sit with it. This is the next part of the lesson. How many of you actually sit with your food long enough to really want to eat it? Or do you just start eating because it's time or because you were hungry? How often do you actually sit with it long enough to prove to yourself you control food? Food doesn't control you. One of the easiest ways, I will tell all of you, because I think the hardest thing for a lot of us is when we've been overweight, we have this story that food controls us. Is giving yourself evidence as often as you possibly can that food doesn't control you. A lot of you haven't started eating yet. But you have a story that food controls you. It doesn't. And here's all the reasons that I know that food doesn't control you. Now, I want to caution everybody when I say this. Your brain is automatically going to argue with me. Your brain is already saying, but Corinne, I'm a binger. But Corinne, you don't know me and cupcakes. Corinne, if I take one bite, you don't know what happens. I do know what happens. I know exactly what happens. I was that person. I coach those people. Here's what happens. When you take a bite, you have to decide to take the next one. Every bite is just a decision point. You may not want to stop eating. You may feel like you need to keep eating. You may tune out and stuff. That's fine, but that's not because food controls you. That's because at some level, you're not ready yet to stop eating, but at some point you are. At some point, the food's either gone, you're really sick to your stomach, you come to your senses, or you've had enough. But there is a time when you control the food where you say, and we're done. This is such a key concept because the only way you'll ever be able to really start slowing food down and take authority over it is if you keep telling yourself, food doesn't control me. Sometimes it feels very overwhelming. Sometimes it feels like it does, but it's just not true. So for all of you, I want you to know that, like, if you feel like food controls you, that is just the very first step into taking control back, is just allowing yourself to believe that something else could be true. You can't change. You can't do things to get that control back until you stop telling yourself that food has the control. This is why I don't let my people say that sugar and flour are bad. This is why I don't believe in bad foods. That's why tomorrow our whole lesson is on this. We have got to break the diet industry's marketing messages that food controls us, that certain foods are bad, and all this other horseshit. Because when that happens, when you keep saying that, you feel bad. And the majority of us are overweight because we feel bad and we want to feel better. So take it from someone who's lost over 100 pounds. You can't afford to sit around with bullshit thoughts that make you feel bad and expect yourself to not be emotionally wore out every Friday or every night by 8 o'clock. Like, my job as your coach is to help you see that shit, help you get processes that unwind it so that you can reduce a lot of the tension that you put on yourself every single day so that you have more strength and more emotional bandwidth to be able to eat the things you want in a way that feels really good for you so that you can start enjoying your body, you can start enjoying your food, and you can start enjoying your life on a different level. All right, so we still haven't ate yet. Isn't this amazing? Isn't it fun to just sit with our food for a while? All right, who's hungry? This is how we intentionally eat, all right? I take food. So I am notoriously like somebody who eats fast. When I was a kid, I was the slow eater in my family. I wish my mother was on here. She could tell you guys this story. But I was the slow eater. My brother and my mother literally inhale their food like they're at the jail yard and somebody's going to take the food from them. And so they would get on to me all the time because we'd go out to eat and I'd be the last person eating. So I've always ate fast and I've always like worked jobs and all this other stuff where I've just rush. So for me, the hardest part of eating, like, I can wait until I'm hungry. That part is a little bit easier for me because I spent my growing up years extremely hungry. So I'm used to some hunger. But my problem is once food is started, I have the harder time of stopping. I have a lifetime of eating fast and eating a lot. And that is like how I grew up. So even to this day, Guys, it's been 15 years. I can't even believe it. But it's been 15 years since I lost my weight. And I still work very consciously on this. Now, I'm not sitting around not like, this is the thing. A lot of people are like, oh my God, what are you saying? You mean I'm never going to get used to this and I have to work on this? Guys, your mindset right now is not only am I working on it, but I'm a shit show and you've got all this other drama. Here's where I am. I just work on it. It's not a big deal. Just what I do. I don't think I'm a shit show. I don't have a dramatic story around it. It's just like I got to eat slower and I got to eat more intentionally. So here are my best tips. Number one, before you eat, do like I do and like wait a minute before you actually start eating. Make it a conscious pause. Here's why. Within 60 seconds, your conscious brain, so our habit brain is the one that's just like, woo, looks good. Let's eat. And it lights up and it wants to just keep eating and doing all the things. Your conscious brain is the front part of your brain that we only utilize about 5% of the time. So in order to use it, you really have to turn it on. Like I'm using my conscious brain right now. My conscious brain is the teacher in the room. Like I'm not just like running habit, but my habit would be if I was eating this downstairs and I just sat plopped down on the couch and it was time and had the TV on, my habit brain would just be eating it. I'd be paying attention to the TV. I wouldn't even hardly taste my food. And I'd look down and be like, womp, womp. I should have a little something else. It was healthy because I like missed the experience. So for a lot of you, if you want to be get better at stopping when you've had enough, you've got to emotionally have enough of the food. A lot of you are not emotionally getting enough of it. You're so distracted and not paying attention that when the food's over, there's like a little mourning around it. It's like, I wish I had more. So there's more to that. Like, you know, there's a lot of people will want to continue the eating because once you stop eating, if that's the only break you get for the day, emotionally from stress, feeling pressured, doo-doo talk to yourself, you'll want to extend your eating window. So there's another aspect that we can work on. I work on that in the membership a lot, but that's something else that commonly happens. So the easiest tip that I have for you is one is to sit there for a minute and let your conscious brain get engaged in the eating so that it's not like, and I don't care if there's 40 people sitting around you, you can still wait 60 seconds. And while all the chatter is going on around you, it's just good practice to be like, this is what I'm eating. It looks good. This is why I chose it. Like you're just going through that conscious discussion before. All right. Then after 60 seconds, you get to eat. Now, while you're eating, if you are a fast eater, like I barely can use my left hand and I'm not joking. So I always eat with my left hand on the days when specifically like if we've got, like if I'm having French fries or something that I can just go ham if I want to, I always eat with my left hand to purposely slow myself down so that I'm actually enjoying it. I'm not just pile driving it in, but like, oh, it's so good. And I'm just eating it and not really thinking about it. So I eat with my non-dominant hand a lot. Some people in our group, they like to use chopsticks in the very beginning because they can't hardly use them. Makes them slow their food down in the beginning. And they don't do it for life, but they do it in the beginning to get used to eating at a slower pace, training their brain to go slower and training their brain to think about what they're eating. Okay. That's my two biggest tips. The other thing that I do is I always drink water while I'm eating. Some people, it can jack with your fullness signals. So if you're going to like, for me, I've gotten used to it, but I try to drink at least a full glass of water while I'm eating. And I'm making sure that I'm drinking in between. That also helps slow me down. The other thing that I do is no devices while I'm eating. None. I just don't do devices. I highly recommend. Now, I know a lot of you don't want to give up watching TV while you eat and that kind of stuff. Eat with your non-dominant hand. Do what you can do. Consider having once a week what we call a monk meal, where you eat one meal completely in silent, no TV, by yourself, just so you can listen. The moment you take away all the distractions, you'll hear what it is you think about when you eat. you'll know if you're continuing your eating, if you're thinking about work and you're thinking about kids and all this sort of stuff, that's really good to know, because that means that you need to work more on when you're eating, saying, now's not the time, brain. Now's not the time, brain. Now, all of you, your brain is going to continue to want to keep doing it. The goal isn't to get the brain to quit saying those things to you. The goal is for you to get really aware of when it's doing that conversation and then refocusing. The goal is really to get to where you can change your focus at a moment's notice, not, I need all that shit to stop. That's not what you need. You just need to be able to change focus at a moment's notice. A really good podcast on this was one that was recently done. It's Lewis Howell's podcast, The School of Greatness. And it was the latest episode, and it came out just a couple of weeks ago with Jay Shetty. It's like episode 1000, and it might be episode 1003, somewhere along those lines. But that was an excellent podcast. He talks a little bit about focus in that one. So I would highly recommend that if you're really interested in that and the mind, that's a good podcast to listen to. All right. So now we're finally going to take a bite. So I'm going to do it with my left hand. I'm going to take a bite. Hopefully not screw up my lipstick. Super interesting, right? And here I am eating with my mouth full too. I'm just country as shit, y'all. All right. So I've had a bite. Now, if I'm working on getting comfortable with food, for all of you who have trigger foods and stuff, this is like everything that I've done in this video. We do this inside our membership, usually about once every 8 weeks. We have videos where I walk people through. We actually have a worksheet where they have to fill things out. They have to do all kinds of other things, all kinds of stuff. But this is a good exercise to do around foods that trigger you. So those foods, I would do just like what we're doing today. Get the food. Eat intentionally. One bite at a time. Think about it. Really let it be in your mouth. See how it feels as you're eating so that you get to start proving you do have control around certain foods. One of the most eye-opening things that my members will tell you, I don't know if any of my members are, I think some of you guys are here. If you've done the Fuck It Foods worksheet workshop with me, will you just put in the chat a couple of your ahas from it? But one of the things that a lot of them will say is they would have sworn they couldn't keep eating these foods. And then when we do the worksheet, they see like, oh, I actually can stop. Like they were just following my commands the entire time. And it's like, if you can have these foods around you and follow my commands, all we need to do is get you to follow your own commands around these foods. Because you already know that the food now doesn't have control. So it's like, how do we get very deliberate about following your own commands? So a lot of people say like, they realized that there were foods that they were just like, oh my God, I'd have to have it the rest of my life. And they're like, I didn't even enjoy it near as much as when I'm just emotionally detached from it. When you're emotionally detached and you're getting the relief from being numbed out and emotionally detached, your brain will create a story around certain foods to make you believe that that's a food you can't live without. It's like, no, I could actually live without it. It doesn't even taste... It's not as, like, it's not that they taste terrible, but they're not as sexy as the brain's story that it creates, because the brain is trying to convince you, you have to keep these foods. This is the only way you ever de-stress. This is the only way you ever comfort yourself. This is the only way that you ever get to feel good. So for fuck's sake, I don't want to let that go. I will tell you lies if I need to, because bitch, we're keeping this food. That is how your brain works. That is why weight loss is so much more than just what we eat. It's about what we think. During the Fuck It Foods worksheet, I realized I was eating fast to chase the euphoric first taste. When I ate slowly, I realized it's not as good as I thought it was. And that is the other thing that happens a lot. Like when you eat slower, your brain, like every bite will get less and less delicious. On purpose. That is just the way physiology is designed. It is purposely designed to get less and less tasty so that you aren't eating too much. Problem with us is we have all this processed food now where it's just easy to keep eating, easy to keep eating. Okay. So here is what I want you guys to do. I'm not actually going to finish eating my breakfast. You know what I will be doing? Setting it aside, teaching, using my conscious brain, hungry as fuck, getting through this, just to show you. It's nobody dies or gets pregnant if they have to wait a few minutes to eat. Even if the food is sitting there, I will tell you, here's what I'm experiencing right now. It smells wicked awesome. You know, the second that I smelled it, now it's all I smell in here. I am hungry. I woke up at the butt crack of dawn, drank me some coffee, knowing I couldn't eat till 10 o'clock. Went and worked out, lifted my weights. Yes, I am hungry. But there is zero reason why I can't wait an hour and 27 minutes. Because I'm going to have to go back in the fridge. My next call starts at 11. Now, does Corinne want to do that? It is a fuck no. You know what Corinne wants to do? Cut y'all's ass off early and say, like, I got to eat my breakfast for my next call. That is what inside, like, my brain is saying I should be doing. But you know what I really want? I want to teach every woman how to lose weight for good and feel as amazing as she deserves. At the end of the day, I want that more than I want a bowl of yogurt. I can want it and still do my life. I can feel like I need to eat it and it be urgent and still do life. And that is what I want to talk to you guys about so much this week. We are women. We can have food around us and still make good decisions for ourselves with enough patience, enough time, the right process, and enough practice. I promise you. All right, let's do some questions. Yes, we are okay with the floodwaters. They receded. When I'm really hungry, I find my mind tells me things such as just do it. Your weight isn't that big a deal. You can start tomorrow and let yourself get as hungry. It makes up solutions that are solutions. How do I work with this? Yeah, those are the things that you want to make sure you recognize, Cheryl. So those are just the things that you're used to telling yourself that green light you to eat. So now what you have to do is you have to like do what I call purposeful work away from the eating. So you need to keep reminding yourself, these are the things that my brain's going to say. Now, how do I want to show up in that moment? What do I want to be thinking? What do I want to be feeling in that moment? What am I willing to feel? Am I willing to feel the urgency to eat but not respond? Am I willing to feel willing to not eat the food even when it feels compelling? Those are the things to start considering, and you write about that stuff. I think the other thing is you need to do some writing on, like, is your weight really a big deal to you? A lot of times what we do is we hear all these sentences and we don't do any writing about, no, it really is a big deal. And here's why. Here are the, we're going to do this on Wednesday. Cheryl, I will help you come back on Wednesday when we do the Finding Your Why. We're going to find out why losing weight for all of you is so fucking important. Most of you have a couple of reasons, but they're not reasons that stand up against the moment that you want to eat. And we have to get better at that side. So I have a process. I'm going to teach you guys that. What happens if I get to my food and I actually would rather eat something else? This is where you eat what you planned. This is where you need to get good at saying, like, you know, one of the reasons why I might be overweight is because I eat based upon what I just want in the moment versus what I want for me long term. I will tell all of you, the reason why I have you make such a doable plan and have you think through it and stuff is so that most of the time you want what you put on your plan. But sometimes you don't want it. You know what you got to get good at? Doing things you don't want to do. It'd be like your kid saying, hey, like, what do I do? My teacher assigned me all this homework. I really don't want to do it. You say, get your fucking ass in there and do your homework. This is one of those I want to moments don't matter. Don't you want to go to college? It's the same concept. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, you are not entitled to eat whatever you want at any moment just because you're having a hot second where you just want it. That is not the way that you would raise your children. It is not the way that you would want your employees to act. Can you imagine, for all of you who like run a team like I do, your employees or your coworkers come in and be like, I'm just in a not want to today. All of y'all, will you please do my work? I don't fucking feel like it. And you're like, well, okay. We had all this work planned, but I guess you don't want to. Not a single one of you would be like, okay. So how do I start planning their life to be so much easier? You just like, you know what? Sometimes you do your shit because you're going to get paid. Just like sometimes you're going to eat the shit you put on your plan because you're going to get paid on the scale. That's life. So what I tell you guys, when I talked in the beginning, on those days, Janine, I would ask myself, when you don't want, it's like, all right, we're going to eat it. But I want to know why the fuck I put this on the plan to begin with. What was going through my mind? Why is it here? Sometimes it'll have great reasons, like, well, it was when I was planning it, you know, I was thinking about what I want to do this week and blah, blah, blah. That'll be enough to talk you into eating it. Sometimes it'll be like, well, I don't really like this food, but I think it's going to make me lose weight. It's like, okay, lesson learned. I need to start planning some shit I like so I'm not stuck making myself eat shit I don't like every day. I have a tendency to want to rebel against my plan at each meal, even though I'm planning for food I like. Any tips? Exactly what I just talked about. That's the whole rebel mentality right there. Seriously, you need to ask yourself, all you rebels out there, first of all, quit using that you're a rebel against yourself. It's you planning it. You're not such a big rebel. Nobody's going to give you a plaque for what you're doing. Seriously, you need to ask yourself in that moment when you want to rebel, who the fuck am I rebelling against? Oh, myself. And most of the time, those rebel moments, I will tell you what's coming down. It is literally how you're talking about your food. Remember in the beginning when I asked you to like sit there and talk about it like you actually fucking want it and stuff? Most of you are doing this, making a plan like, this is what I have to eat. This is the shit I gotta do. Like you're grousing about it. And talking to yourself like a fucking parent. And then you wonder why when it's time, you're just like, ugh, I really don't want to do this. I just want to slam the door and go eat whatever I want. If you're parenting yourself through your weight loss, don't expect yourself to act like anything else than a child. I put something on my plan and decide I want something. Everybody wants something different. All right. I've already talked about all this. MJ, please go through here and all the ones where it's the same questions. Will you just knock them out so that I don't have to keep reading them out loud? I write the plan. Then under it, I write influencers. Point. Yesterday was cutting French bread. I buttered the heels and ate them as I cooked. Oops, not on my plan. Pure habit pattern. Wrote that down. That's good. I would totally do that. Is there a limit on those admitted to the membership when you sign up? No, we have no limit because we have y'all don't even know how big my staff is. I have a huge staff. And the way that our program works is you get a course so everybody can be going through it at the same time. So it doesn't matter. The number of people in the membership doesn't matter in terms of like the attention you get. The more members, the more accountability groups we can have. So it really doesn't matter. Which means we won't sell out. We will just close on September the 19th at midnight, and you won't be able to get back in, guys. If you are listening to me right now, you will not be able to get in until March of 2021. Don't be sitting around waiting for shit. Will the new No BS course be available today? So for everybody who's joining, I just rewrote the entire program and made it simpler and better, and the videos are off the chain. My members are patiently waiting for them. We have said that we will have them out to you guys first thing in the morning tomorrow. We're putting the finishing touches on everything to make sure that it looks good. It's like, it's just perfection for you guys. We will get the, if the present, MJ, it looks like the PDF for the presentation from yesterday did not ever get loaded to the replay page. Will you make sure that gets done today? What if you can use both hands equally fast? How then to slow down more? Let's think about this. How else could you? Chopsticks. Try that. If you're really good at chopsticks, then set a timer on your phone and then let it go off every 30 seconds. And you only get to eat every 30 seconds and let it just go like, meh, meh, meh. You can do it that way. There's a bajillion ways you can slow yourself down. I would actually ask that in the Facebook group to see who all has unique ways to slow you down. How do you uncover your emotional BS behind food when you don't feel like you are an emotional eater? I feel like I just like the taste. Just liking it, let me give everybody a heads up. Like is an emotional response to food. Loving food is emotional. Unless I'm wrong, liking and loving are feelings. That's called emotional eating. If you want to lose weight, I want you to think about this. Can you afford to sit around and say, the reason why I'm overweight is because I like food too much? That's called emotional eating. Do you want to be eating to just satisfy your love of food, or do you want to be eating to satisfy all of your goals? That is like huge for a lot of people. A lot of you aren't sitting around with bullshit, but you're not thinking about your food in terms of like, I don't want, like, this is my thing. Like, I like food. I do. I love it. But I never want to identify, like, I love food so much that it makes it hard for me to do the other things in my life that I love even more. You know, there are so many things that since I've been able to, like, get authority over food and lose my weight, that I've been able to find divine pleasure in that I never dreamed possible. Today, one of our girls in our membership, she posted this morning, we always talk about non-scale victories in our group. She was sitting in the floor, clipping her toenails. And she said, every woman who's had to struggle with her weight will understand what I mean when I say today was the day that I could finally sit in the floor, clip my toenails, and I could reach them, nothing hurt, and I could breathe. Those are the things. It's like, I don't want to make food such a priority that the little things in my life I suffer from. We had one woman this morning post. This was the highlight of my day. I believe her name's Peg. Peg, if you're on here, congratulations, first of all. I don't know if you're here. As of today, she's lost 200 pounds in our program. 200. It's like two adolescents. She's just enjoying life. I just think that we deserve to, figure out how to, and it's not about the weight loss. I've said this 1,000 times to my clients. Our weight isn't what makes us unhappy. It's our thought about ourselves that makes us so unhappy. And when we clean that up, we can go after our dreams of weight loss. We can go do amazing things. We can love ourselves enough to treat ourselves better with food, to treat ourselves exquisitely with other things going on in the world that we want to be involved in. I don't want any of you being held back at all. And it all starts with making sure that you understand how to have such a great relationship with yourself that you can love food, but you love so many other things too, that you would never overeat and take those things away from yourself. About drinking while eating, I understood that that would dilute the absorption of nutrients. My mother taught us to drink before and after meal, but not during. What's your take on that? I obviously don't believe in it, Mary. I'm not saying it is true or it's not true, but I think some natural people do typically believe that, but I don't. Go Google it and see what you find. Everybody who wants information about the membership, if you'll go to joinnobs.com, information is all over there. We will be giving you everything you need to know on Wednesday too. I'm going to give you guys a special video on Wednesday that steps you through the program, shows you a little bit of some of the success stories. It's going to talk to you about like how the program works, what we teach you that's so different than just the podcast. A lot of you have a question about what's different between being in the membership and the podcast. Like, I don't know. This is what I like to think about. You remember in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy stepped outside and everything was in color? Everything prior to that's the podcast. Welcome to like color in Oz. That is what it's like when you join the membership. The system that you get, the streamline tools, the all the support, the just 24/7 access to coaches and things like that. It's just hands down the best weight loss program out there right now. Trust me, I snoop other ones. You can't find anything better. You just can't. You cannot download the videos. So people are asking you can only watch the videos, but they are not able to be downloaded. The podcast is called The School of Greatness. You said be sure your coffee has sugary creamer. I switched to sugar-free hazelnut. What is this about? I didn't say coffee should have sugar creamer. I said mine, when I make my coffee, I've got like heavy whipping cream and I use Splenda, but I don't know that I ever said you need to make sure you have sugary creamer in it. Everything opens on Wednesday, guys. So on Wednesday, you guys can join. We're going to be opening up. Can you see the Fuck It worksheet? Sure, join the membership. Not only will you see the Fuck It worksheet, it'll be part of your homework in the No BS. And you'll have workshops with me where you have to do it online. We don't have to, but I strongly encourage you to. What is that special coffee that I heard you talking about? I just drank my coffee this morning. I don't know that I was talking about a special coffee, but I just drink coffee in the morning. If I struggle with trying to eat at work within a specific 30-minute window, if I'm not hungry, I shouldn't eat. If I get hungry an hour later and I'm unable to eat at work, then I want to eat my arm off. Should I just eat a little? I would, when you have specific windows, the way that I teach my members, I believe we have a whole lesson in this in our No BS Weight Loss course. The way that I teach that concept is if you know you're going to have a specific window, you want to make sure that the meal prior to that is smaller so that you eventually get to where your body is sending you the hunger cues during that window. If you're not there yet, see, I ate that one almond, and this is what happens. I'm glad I didn't finish that. What ends up happening is eventually your stomach is going to cue you, but for now, eat just a little, especially if you know you're going to get hungry. That's my best advice on that. And the reason why we do that is so that the majority of your meals, you are waiting for your hunger. But if you have that unique scenario, I don't mind if you go ahead and eat. You're still going to stop it when you've had enough, but you can work on some of your meal timing. It may take a week or two before your body gets into sync, but that's okay. Somebody said, I have to lose 30 pounds for my health. How do I make myself stick to my plan? First, you need to plan something that's easy to stick to. Make sure that you've watched my very first video on the four basics. It talks about the easiest way to do it so that you're not making yourself. I give you everything you need to do in that video. So go to the replay page. Somebody else post the link in here one more time. It's pnp411.com/foodiseasy-replays. If you're in the Facebook group, it's in there also. You need to make sure you've watched that. I've been putting everything I can think of on my plan so that I can stick to it, but then... Wait a minute, it keeps jumping. Hang on, I lost you. But then I eat whatever I want when I'm hungry and then say, well, it's on my plan and eat it. What should I do to avoid the limits and scarcity mentality? Remind yourself that when you say, well, it's on my plan, say, but I'm not hungry. You've got to add the, but I'm not hungry. That's being on plan. So Sapphire, what I would do is make sure that you really get in touch with being on plan. It's not just eating what's on the plan. Part of being on plan is only eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough. Now, if you're one of our members inside the planner that we give you, there is the habit tracker. We separate those out so that you know, like, when you're on plan and when you're off plan, when you're starting, when you're hungry, when you're all that stuff. We do separate that. But what I want to tell you is, for your journaling, you need to start reminding yourself that part of being on plan is only eating when I'm actually hungry. So if I'm not hungry for it, that's not being on plan. You'll need to have that conversation with yourself every single time you're queued up to want to keep eating anyway. The other thing is, take some of that shit off. If you're finding routinely, like, what I want you to do is be brave enough to take one thing off. It's like, it's no longer on the plan. I've only ate it for the last week because I was scared or because I talked myself into it. It's now time to take it off the plan so that I have to sit there and want it and know that I don't really need it. All right, this is such a good question. I started listening to your podcast in March and I've lost 46 pounds. First of all, congratulations, Anonymous. You're saying, don't do anything you won't be willing to do the rest of your life. Really resonates with me. But I feel like it contradicts your other sayings of do things even when you don't feel like it. For example, I don't want to make a plan for my food every day for the rest of my life. I've never made a food plan and I've lost 46 pounds. Let me ask you this. So here's the thing. When I say sometimes you have to do things in the moment when you don't want to, I want you to think about this. When you scale back out, for the rest of your life, do you want to have your weight off? For the rest of your life, what do you see yourself doing and stuff, right? Like, how do you see yourself constructing it? In some moments, even if it's something you want really bad and something that really resonates with you, guess what? You still, in moments, are going to want to drink, throat punch someone. There's all kinds of things that we want to do, but we don't do them. It'd be like saying, all right, don't do anything you wouldn't be willing to do the rest of your life. So, all right, sometimes I want to throat punch people, so now I'm going to put that on my list of things that I'm approved of. I want you guys to just think about this. There will always be moments when you're changing who you are to become who you want to be, where you will want to do things that are just easy, but that don't get you to where you want to be. In those moments, we want to have enough emotional bandwidth. We want to have enough drive, enough willingness to be able to get over that tiny hump. But the reason why I say you got to set it up how you want to do it the rest of your life is because what most of you do is you set your whole weight loss up with moment after moment after moment after moment of shit you don't want to be doing. Like, everything is something that you don't want to be doing. You're 180-ing. You're giving up everything. And so you're having to force yourself to do stuff. What I want is for you to set up the vast majority of your weight loss to be a gift to you, to be easier on yourself, to teach you how to want it, so that on a bad day or in a moment when you think you don't want to, you have enough fortitude in you, enough compassion, enough desire to be like, you know what? It's just one of those days that I don't want it. And that's okay. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm just going to get going with it. If I only did one thing, what could I do? Enough to get your wheels greased to do it. That's how I want it set up. But like you say here, like, I've lost 46 pounds, but I don't want to make a food plan every day for the rest of my life. I want you to think about your food plan and what it's doing for you. I make one every day. It takes me 2 minutes. If you know what my thought about my food plan every day is, in this 2 minutes, I'm making the rest of my day easier. I don't have to obsess about food all day long because I've got a food plan. I get to put anything I want on it. Fun things, healthy things, whatever I want. I get to do that. I think about, Coach MJ says this best. She talked about this in the video one time. Since she's on here, she's like, my food plan is my ultimate self-care. I promise you guys, the only reason why you wouldn't want to be doing food plans is if for some reason you're thinking about them like they're a punishment. or that they do something to you. I think they do things to me. I think that they give me peace. I think they comfort me. I think they take care of me. That's what I think about them. And I will never be so busy with anything in my life that I can't spend 2 minutes a day figuring out what I'm going to put in here. I plan to live to be over 100. You know what it means? For 2 minutes a day, I want to make sure I've thought about what's going in this vessel. I want to like live as long as I can. And that's what's important. Okay, guys, that's it for today. If your question didn't get answered, please feel free to put it over in our Facebook group. Me, the coaches, and my entire community team, and a lot of our success stories, and a lot of our mentors are over there helping you guys out all week long in there. So please use this group this week as a gift. Don't waste time. If you've got a question, get it answered in there so that next week, if you're joining me, you'll have access to all of us. If you're not going to be joining me next week, you'll have your answers and you'll know where you're going. All right. So ask over there. Somebody will get in there. We'll be in there a lot in the next few days helping you guys out. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.